Ecclesiastes chapter number 3. I could read you a lot of this. You could quote a lot of it. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away.
Right.
A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace.
Right.
What profit hath he that worketh? Listen, in that wherein he laboreth. I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time also. He hath set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all of his labor. It is the gift of God.
Right.
If the Lord would help us, I'd like to preach to us a message on how to get in gear for the new year. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
How to get in gear for this new year. Amen. A boy told his father, amen, a little proverb, if you will. Dad, he said, if three frogs were sitting on a limb that hung over a pool, and one frog decided to jump into the pool, how many frogs is left on the limb? The dad replied to the son, two. No, the son replied, amen. There are three frogs, and one decides to jump in. How many are left? The dad said, well, it must be one, because the one that decided to jump in talked the other one. So it must be one left on the limb by himself. The son said, no, Dad, one decided to jump in, but he never jumped in. Amen.
Yeah.
He stayed. He decided he's going to do it, but he never did it. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but one of these days, amen, when life passes on by, praise God. Amen. And I don't always like to sound like I'm an old man, but amen, some of you are gray-headed and some aren't. Amen. But as I look in the mirror, I see a few grays coming in. Amen. I see a few wrinkles starting to gather where there didn't used to be any wrinkles. But as life passes by, I don't want to wake up one day in the mirror and look inside of that mirror and say, I wished I'd have jumped when I decided to. Just go ahead and jump in. Amen. Just go ahead, amen, and jump in headlong in the will of God and do something. Can't never could. That's what my grandpa always told me. Can't never could. Amen. Somebody said, I can't. Well, can't never did do anything. I don't want to mess up. I don't want to make mistakes. I don't want to flop. Well, I don't either. But I did plenty of it. Hallelujah. I preach a lot of times. Amen. Left out folks say, well, you said this and said that. I didn't know, but it felt good anyway. Amen. But I tell you what I want to do. I just don't want to decide in 2021 that I'm going to do something, Brother Tommy, but I want to do it. Amen. Great God, I'm tired of talking about, amen, how much we're going to do this and how much we're going to do that. But thank God I ain't going to decide to pray more. I'm just going to go ahead and set a schedule and pray more. Amen. I'm not just going to decide. Great God, they just added me to another new group, Brother Tommy, on that preacher's Marco Polo. They just added me to a pioneer work. Amen, Marco Polo. Some guy got a hold of me, and we've been talking a little bit, and they've been talking on that today, and they said set a number of chapters. It's a good idea. I'll have to check more into it, but set a number of chapters in your church and say in this month we need to read. One man said 500 chapters. That sounds like a lot. That'd be a good thing, wouldn't it? Hey, God, have your congregation. Amen. 50 of us would read 10 chapters, or 20 of us to do the math, vice versa. Amen. Would read some. Great God, log in some chat, make a schedule. Here's the time. I remember Brother Tommy, amen, some of the great memories of my grandpa. He was a slow guy. Amen. We was painting that old porch one time, I passed paints, amen. And I was painting them old spindles around his neck. I guess I was just doing about halfway. And he said, no, 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 Jason, slow down. He said, I don't care if you paint one of them all day long. You paint it right. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what I remember about my grandpa. I'm not much of an early riser. But when I got up early, when I went to see Papa, he got you up. Amen. I'd go spend the 3 or 4 weeks with him in the summertime. And when school wasn't in, he'd get you up by daylight. Put you out there on the ditch line. We'd eat all day long. Amen. But I'll tell you, before Papa went out, we needed any ditch lines. Amen. Before Papa went out and began to work in the garden, he sat in there on that kitchen table, opened up that Bible, and he put it first every single day of his life. Hey, I come to tell you, that's what you need to do. Have a schedule. Make a schedule in your life and say, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put the Lord first. I'm not going to decide to do greater things this year. I'm going to purpose in my heart. I'm going to do, amen, more for God this year than I ever have. Amen.
Woo! Hey, Lord.
Three points, and I'm done here tonight. But the first thing I believe we have to do, if we're going to have balance in our life, amen, we've got to discover purpose. Amen. Everybody in here needs purpose in your life. Amen. Hey, God, this is a question we all must ask ourselves. What is my purpose? Amen. What is really my purpose in life? Amen. And if you've never really asked yourself that question, and you've never really contemplated that, then you're not taking life seriously. Amen. You need to get up in the morning and look at that man in the mirror and say, what is my purpose? Amen. Hey, God. Many of the problems in people's lives would be settled if they understood their purpose in life. Amen. And lived it out. Praise God. The Bible said if we live unto the Lord. And if we die, we die unto the Lord. So whether we live or we die, we are the Lord's. Hallelujah. Hey, God, that's my purpose. My purpose is to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, God, I tell you, amen. I remember going through school, they always say, oh, make up your mind what you're going to do in life. Pick out what you're going to, set your goals. Amen. To take the classes you need to take, to do what it is that you want to do with your life. And they make life self-oriented. All about self. Well, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a dentist. I want to do this. And all that is great. I tell you what comes before a career opportunity. I tell you what comes before, amen, making money and doing something in life. I want to be a Christian. Hallelujah. I want to serve the Lord. My purpose is not to mow lawns. Hey, God, that's what I have to do to pay the bills. That's not my purpose. But my purpose is to live for the Lord. My purpose is to raise them children in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. My purpose is to come to church Thursday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and be faithful to God. My purpose is to study His Word and preach the gospel and drive back the forces of the enemy. Amen. And live and do for God. You've got a purpose, church. What is your purpose? Let's get in gear for this upcoming year and say, God, amen, I want to fulfill the purpose that you have in my life. Amen.
Yes.
Woo! Woo! Oh, I'm about to go out preaching here. Hey, God. Amen. Oh, if it is true that we belong to the Lord, then we have an obligation to Him. If I live or I die, I am the Lord's. We got an obligation to Him.
Amen.
You know, we're living in a church hour, in a church generation. Amen. Where the church is all about you. Do what's right in your eyes. Do what's fun in your eyes. Hey, God, live it up. Amen. There might not be tomorrow. Just go ahead and do it today. Hallelujah. But do you know that your body, the Bible said, is a temple of the Holy Ghost who is in you, whom you have received of God? Ye are not your own, but you've been bought with a price. Therefore, more honor God with your body. Amen. My life, listen to me. Amen, church. Great God, it's not mine to live, but it belongs to God. Hallelujah. I tell you, Brother Anthony, I don't have a whole lot. I live on 100 by. This old brother's telling me he lives out in the country. That sounds like my kind of thing. He's got squirrel dogs, Brother Earl. We're going to have to get up with him and go squirrel hunting one day. Amen. That's my kind of thing. Praise the Lord. But Brother Charlie, right now, I live on 100 by 100 lot down there in the west end of town. Hey, God, I don't have a whole lot, amen, to say by the standards of this old world. I come to tell you tonight, what I have has come from the Lord. Hey, come on. My health and my strength, it comes from Him. I get up and mow yards a lot of days when I don't feel like it. But I say, Lord, if you'll give me the strength, I'll work another day. Hey, I come to tell you, you know why? Because it could be gone tomorrow. Amen. The devil could come in, amen, and take everything I've got. What I've got comes from the Lord. My purpose is to put Him first. That's not my life. I said, it's not your life. We better learn that God is number one, and He's not to be put second to nothing else in life.
Right.
Amen, bro.
Woo!
Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh, help me hear why, preacher.
Thank you, Lord.
What is your purpose? What is your purpose?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Our lives are not our own, but we belong to God. Continue to work out, he said, your own salvation with fear and trembling. Praise God. Amen. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his purpose. Thank the Lord. I said it's God that worketh in us. Amen. Your purpose is to live out, listen here, and fulfill the purpose of God in your life. Hey, Lord, I tell you, Brother Tommy, when I stand before him one day, I want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I want him to say, you've done what I've commanded you to do. Hey, God, what I've told you to do, you carried it out. Hey, you wasn't like them old frogs that sat out on a limb and one decided to jump in, but he never jumped in. Hey, God, amen, like that person that decided to serve the Lord, but they never acted and they never can fulfill that purpose in their life. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. God, you're first. I'm going to put you first. Great God in heaven, if I want my children to live right, I've got to live right in front of them. If I want my children to raise up and put God first, I've got to put God first in front of them. Hey, if I want a church to be faithful, I've got to be faithful in front of them. Great God, I come to tell you, you're going to stand before the Lord one day for the purpose that he's given you in life. Amen.
Amen. Holy, holy.
Well, I'm not a preacher. You still got a purpose. You're going to stand for that purpose that God has placed on you. I got to preach on here. I said, point one. I got two more points to go. Hey, the grand purpose of your life is to know God and have a relationship with Him. Hey, God, and bring glory to His name. For the Bible said that we are God's workmanship, created in Christ to do good works. Amen. Oh, yes, we're His workmanship. We bring glory, or we bring honor or dishonor unto His name. And I don't know about you, but I want to bring honor to His name. Hallelujah. I said I want to bring honor unto His name. That's like that. I'm a painter, and there's not a whole lot of paint, especially not down here. There's a few back home around Man, West Virginia. Amen. It's not a common name. Romans isn't a common name. Hey, God, but I tell you, I've lived a life in the fashion, Brother Earl, so that if anybody'd say Jason Painter, they wouldn't be able to say, hey, God, that old rascal, he ain't no good for nothing. He won't pay his bills. Amen. He lies. Amen. He ain't as good as his word. Oh, no. I tell you, Brother Tommy, I've tried to live so that if somebody said, hey, Jason Painter, they'd say, yeah, he's a good man. He works hard. word. He knows the church. He trains his children and his family right. Hey, I come to tell you, church, I want to fulfill that purpose that God has placed in my life. Amen. Amen. Woo! What is your purpose? Glory. I tell you, it's to bring honor and glory unto his name.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
If your life is built on the wrong foundation, I tell you, it'll fall, won't it?
It'll
sink. Hallelujah. Your primary purpose is not to be successful down here. Amen. Your purpose is not to be happy in your earthly accomplishments, make a lot of money, build up a lot of possessions, but your purpose, amen, is not even to get married and have children and things such as that. But our purpose is given to us in Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of, amen, God and his righteousness.
Yes.
And all these things will be added unto you. Amen. It's not that these other things are bad, but the problem is we put everything before God in our lives. Amen. Oh yeah. I said we put everything before God. We put houses and homes and lands and jobs and everything earthly before God, which is eternal. Amen. Let me tell you something, church. You're eternal. Did you know that? You're going to live somewhere, Brother Anthony, forever. Amen. I like what old Spurgeon said. Amen. When he said, one of these days, you're going to read my obituary in the paper, and it's going to say the date I was born and the date that I died. And he said, don't believe a word of it, because in the book of Psalms said, he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. It's going to have a date on my tombstone one day. But don't believe a word of it, girls. I'm going to be down there. I'll be living somewhere else. And I come to tell you, you're eternal. You're going to live somewhere. I'll tell you what we're doing right now. We're making preparation for the life to come. And I don't know about you. I want to get ready. I want to make heaven my home. My purpose is to give God my life and to strive to make heaven more than anything in this world.
Woo!
People get their purpose out of whack. Next, I gotta move on. You can already guess it. They get their priorities. Amen. Oh God.
Yeah,
I want to get in gear this new year and get my priorities right.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Amen. You may have to get a firm grip. Amen. Grip on what the real purpose in your life is. And when you get a firm grip on the purpose, you'll have a firm grip on the priorities that you need to take to get the purpose accomplished in your life.
Right.
Woo! I'm not trying to bring up old times, Brother Earl. But be honest with you, a nurse is a stressful job. When I walk in, especially when I work down on the telemetry heart unit down at St. Mary's, we took care of 9 and 11 patients at a time. That don't sound like a lot until you got about 5 grandmas and 4 grandpas, and granny's back hurts and she needs a pain pill, and grandpa over there needs to take a bath, and this one's back hurts, and that one's got to have a heart cath, and that one's going for open heart surgery. Right, God, Brother Tommy, first 6 months I was ever a nurse, I was about to pull my hair out. I said, and you know how fast-paced I am, I couldn't keep up with it. I said, oh God, you're going to have to help me. Until finally, you know what Jason had to learn to do? I had to learn to prioritize. I found out that when I was going in them rooms, at any given day, we gave hundreds of pills. Hundreds. You go from room to room to room, passing pills. And when you go in the room, nobody's got any ice water. Nobody has anything to drink. Amen. So then you go to give them pills. And then you got to run all the way back down the hall to get a cup of ice. Come back to get water. Amen. After a while, you were so bum-fuzzled. Hey, somebody, you know what I started doing, Brother Tommy? I prioritized. I went ahead and planned ahead. I had my little cart we went pushing around on. And I got me 2 or 3 big bags of ice. Thank God. And I went from room to room, passing out them pills, pouring out that ice, filling her ice water up. But I want to take a bath. I said, you wait just a minute. I got 5 more grandpas to get pills to. And when I get them, you got to see what's important in your life. It ain't a matter of what's good and what's bad in life. It's what's a matter of what's good and what's best. Amen. You got to prioritize. Amen. Getting her pills down was the most important thing to me. I wanted to get them bathed and get them cleaned up. But great God, if I didn't get to that, they had to have a heart Yeah, to prioritize what was important. And that's what we must do in this Christian walk. The devil get us so bum-fuzzled. Our day gets up and it don't go right. And we're hateful. And we take it out on our spouse. And we're upset. And we scream and holler. And then we put our heads down. And we say, oh, I'm in a bad mood. Prioritize. Get up in the morning with a joyful noise. Begin to praise God. Pray. Get His word out. And then God will help your day go better.
Woo!
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
I want to end here for this new year.
Jesus.
Don't you?
Jesus.
Boy, I wish you'd help me while I'm preaching here tonight. Hey, God, are you going to get in gear for this new year? Amen. Get your priorities right. Get your priorities intact. Because the first several months, Sister Ann, I was a nurse. I found out I wasn't getting nothing done. Staying way late to try to get caught up on what I had to do. In the midst of everything, heart casts, stress tests, medications, baths, pain medicines, doctors calling, families calling. In the midst of all that, you still had to do charting all day long. Yeah. Send chart on all them patients.
Yeah.
You ain't got enough time in the day to get it all done.
Well,
unless you prioritize what's important.
Come on now.
Amen.
Yeah.
What's important to you? I'll tell you what's important to you. I don't want you to raise your hand, but what did you do the first thing, the last several days you got out of the bed in the morning? What did you do? Think about it. What did you do when you woke up? That's what's important to you. What do you do before you go to bed at night? That's what's important to you. We got to reprioritize. We got to put what's important up first. Amen. If we want happiness in our life, we got to change some things up.
Right.
Great God. We got to change some things up. If it ain't getting done right now, you got to reprioritize and get in gear for this new year and say, God, I'm going to get up on the purpose and I'm going to reprioritize to find the will of God in my life. Amen.
That's it.
Woo.
Yes.
You want to have right priorities, don't you?
Yes.
Oh, God, help us.
Jesus.
Lord, amen.
We want to put God first.
Yes.
I don't even know how many are watching on Marco Polo. I tell you what you better do. You better put God first in this upcoming year. Church, we better put God first, haven't we?
Oh,
yes.
God.
Man.
We better come to His house and put Him first.
Right.
Forsake not the assembling together. We come to church. A lot of you on Marco Polo come to church.
Yes.
You better put God first.
Right.
We better put Him first.
Right.
Amen. I said, we better put God first.
Right.
I was praying today, Brother Tommy. I'm going to hit this and move on. I'm going to focus on this more here coming up. But I was praying today, and I got to speak what's on my heart. I was praying right here in this sanctuary right here for church here this evening. I got up here hours early today, stirred in my heart. And I stirred in my heart. Once again, I don't know who's listening. Some of you need to hear this. But a lot on that right there needs to hear this if they're even listening. Amen. I feel like the Lord spoke to my heart and said, if we don't get some priorities intact, God's going to burn some barley fields this year. God's going to burn some barley fields. Amen. The Lord spoke to my heart that. And so, Brother Tommy, I looked that up. I looked it up. I went back in my little office and I shouldn't do that. I've read that. You've read that. I said, Lord, amen, what's that mean? And I got back there, Absalom rebelled against David, remember?
Yeah.
Absalom rebelled against David. David put him out. Absalom couldn't see the king's face for 2 years.
Yeah.
David put him out. Finally, Absalom came back home. He came back and he said, I want to see the king. He sent word to Joab several times. He said, Joab, I want to see the king.
Yeah.
I want to plead my case. I want to get back, amen, in communication, back in fellowship with the king.
Yeah.
Amen. Let me see King David. And Joab wouldn't even as much as to pay attention to Absalom.
Yeah.
He wouldn't even as much as to listen to what Absalom had to say. You know what Absalom did?
Yeah.
Absalom got 300 foxes and tied them tail to tail and put a firebrand in their tails and sent them out. Amen. To Joab's fields.
Yeah.
And he burned his fields.
Yeah.
He burned his fields.
Yeah.
What happened? He got a hold of Joab. Amen. Joab came knocking on Absalom's door and he said, Absalom, what's the problem? Amen. And he said, it took me burning your barley fields to get a hold of your attention. And I feel like God spoke to my heart. Write it down. If you don't put it first, find your purpose and the priorities in this upcoming year.
God will burn the barley field. He'll get a hold of your attention.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord. Raise your hand, church, right here. I want to reverence the Holy Ghost, Lord. God, right now. Amen, Lord. You're burning my heart right back there. Amen. When you spoke to my heart this evening. Amen. I pray, God, that you'd drive that home right here. I pray, God, that you'd warn folks. I pray, God, that you'd let people understand that life is not that important. Jobs and careers are not that important. Every day, amen, hustle and bustle of life is not that important. But what's important is you, Lord, and your house, and putting you first, and seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added.
Hey, Lord.
I tell you what,
Jesus.
You get to a place in your life where things will fall in place if you'll live in his will.
Amen.
Brother Tommy, I was telling Brother Kurt today. I might even told Brother Earl the other day, we was talking about, I always knew I wanted to work for myself, Brother Charlie, full time instead of the hospital and doing what, you know what, I was mowing yards and working there. I always knew I wanted to go full-time for myself so I could free me up and do what I need to do for the church here. And Brother Anthony, I used to advertise, put little ads in the paper. I used to, Brother Earl, print up flyers, call this number if you need lawn service, and go hit neighborhoods, and it worked some. And I tell you what, Brother Tommy, the last several years, I hadn't even advertised. And you know what's happened?
Yeah.
It just fell in place.
It
just fell in knife shards. Brother Kurt told me, he said, boy, I used to pick up good drywall jobs. Pull in there and do a quick patch job, make a good amount of money, and go on. I used to, he done drywall work. Well, I do lawn work. Amen. Picked up two or three good yards side by side. Don't have to move my truck. And I used to try for that and never could get it to work. Now it just falls in place. You know why? I tell you why. I'm not patting Jason on the back, but I've tried to put the Lord first. I've tried to lift him up in my life. God, you're what matters. Your house is what matters. I want to do the will of God.
Praise the Lord.
And it falls in place when you finally learn to put God first.
It works.
Yeah.
Quit beating against the will.
Jesus.
One preacher used to say, quit rubbing the cat the wrong way.
Yeah.
Get in the will of God and it'll fall in place.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
I'm going to linger right here just a moment. I got to move on here. But I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. I said I feel the Holy Ghost to tell somebody, put God first and it'll fall in place.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Amen. Priorities have to be set. Amen. And we got to put God first in that priority. Find your purpose. Set your priorities. And lastly, how am I going to obtain the priorities? Those things that I've placed important in my life. I told you before I ever got started, you got to make a schedule. You got to make a plan.
Right.
I got a purpose. I got a priority. And I got a plan to make that happen. If I was going to get all them pills given, Brother Anthony, I finally figured it took me a while.
Yep.
Took a while to figure this out. But I had to come up with a plan how I was going to get all this done.
Yeah.
So I had to come up with a scheme in my mind. If I'm going to get this done, I got to do this, this. I had to do some planning before I ever got in the room.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it. Thank you, Lord.
Mowing yards, brother. I got to sharpen them blades. Change that oil.
That's right.
I was out there the other day before it got real cold. We had that warm day. Just about a month or so ago, and I had all my mowers out there. Standing on them mowers, I had them out there, Brother Anthony. Two or three neighbors come by, they said, boy, you got a lot of mowers, don't you? I said, yeah, I got a lot of mowers. I got push mowers, I got stand-on mowers, I got riding mowers, I got weed eaters, I got big blowers, I got small blowers. You got to have all sorts of things to get the job done. Amen. But, Brother Earl, when it gets grass season, I can't wait to start mowing grass, amen. And don't change my oil, and don't sharpen my blades, and don't clean my filters out, and then get down there, and my mower break down, and my blowers break down, and I say, boy, I can't get nothing done. I had a plan, amen, to get ready for it. Hallelujah. That's what you got to do in your spiritual walk with God. You've got to do some planning. You've got to make some schedules. You've got to put God first. It'll show in your life. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Woo!
Amen.
So I got my oil change, I got my spark plugs. I got Charlie went to three different Napas to get me all my spark plugs. Woo! Got my spark plugs changed. Got my air filters clean.
Yes.
Oil clean, hydro oil clean. Amen. I'm ready to roll. If I break down now, it ain't because I didn't get ready for it.
Come on.
Woo! Yeah, if I break down now, Brother Anthony, it's a true breakdown. It ain't because I didn't plan. Hallelujah. Thank God in heaven. I come to tell you, church, if you have a spiritual breakdown, amen, don't let it be because you didn't plan and you didn't prioritize and you didn't find that purpose, amen, to put God first in your life. Amen. Hey,
yes.
Yeah. You can understand your purpose and set priorities when you have a proper plan in place.
Yes.
Nothing's going to happen unless you make it happen.
Amen.
Right.
Put some effort to it. Mm-hmm. Sister Barbara Corns used to say, God won't bless a lazy man.
Yeah.
That's her words. Don't get mad at me. God won't bless a lazy man. Yeah. I tell you, God bless that old woman.
Sure,
I don't know how old her husband was when he died. He died several years before her, but before that he was a drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She said she had to raise up kids by herself. Went out there and cleaned the houses, Brother Anthony. Oh, dear saint of God. I loved that lady. When I first met her, I thought she was crazy. She came over Flatwoods one time. She stood up in church. She got talking about these strawberries and how the Lord blessed her with a bunch of strawberries. Some of you remember that story way better than I can tell it. And she got to talk about coupons, brother. Amen. She got me and my wife to coupon it. When I was in transition, I finally quit the hospital and started working for myself. And I was kind of in transition. And I was nervous. And Michelle's nervous. We was all nervous. Sister Barbara said, put the Lord first. It'll work out. She worked for all them people. She had a system. Sister Missy, she had all them newspaper coupons. Amen. And she got to teaching us a little bit about that. Before we know it, thank God we had 10, 12, 15 toothpastes on the shelf and soap and all that stuff. Practically free.
Yeah, yeah.
Woo! Sister Barb kept on bringing them papers himself, them coupon papers and stuff. And I said, Sister Barb, I think we got enough for a while. Amen. Give it maybe to somebody else. Thank God. She said, no. If you got enough, go get it anyway and give it away to somebody else. Hallelujah. Give to somebody else. Life ain't always about getting. Did you know that? Thank God, it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. And oh dear son of God taught me, amen, a timeless lesson. Learn to give. Give it away. And God will bless.
Amen.
Yes. Woo! Right. Have you ever seen an old lady her age? Way up in her 70s, great God, pay her own bills. Amen. Buy her own tires and everything she needed. And she'd always buy for other people.
Yep.
Way up in age, God blessed. And God blessed. That last year of her life there while she worked, first she got that Alzheimer's real bad. Amen. Hey, God in heaven. I tell you, the Lord blessed and blessed that woman. Amen. I know because she'd tell me. Hey, she'd even drove clear to Moorhead. All the way down to Moorhead. 70-some years old. Drove all the way to Moorhead and cleaned for them people. Amen. And they gave her like a $500 bonus for Christmas. And she called me up, Brother Jason, can you believe it? And she called me up, told me this other person gave her money, and this one gave her money, and that one gave her money. And why did God bless that old lady? Because she gave it away. She put God first. Hey, I come to tell you tonight, you got a plan, and put God first.
Amen.
Brother Dave Miller, he's that preacher I was telling you about up in Cincinnati, Ohio. Wonderful friend of mine. Brother Dave got to evangelizing. And anybody knows evangelists, preachers? Old Phil Kidd said, somebody said, oh, you're in this preacher for some money. I like what old Phil Kidd said, Brother Earl. He said, get you a Bible and go out and preach about 6 months and come back and tell me how much money's in it. God. Hey, but old Brother Dave Miller was preaching and he said he didn't really have a lot. Had an old car. I guess it was a good enough car to get him around, but it had a lot of miles on it. You ever heard him tell that? Hey, God. And he said, there's another evangelist come up. And the Lord called him evangelizing. I think his car broke down. He didn't have no way to get out. And Brother Dane said, the Lord spoke to him and said, give that preacher your car.
Yeah.
Brother Dane said, he went down, he called that brother up, they went down to the courthouse, and he signed his car over to him.
And he got home, and Cody's wife, I don't even guess he told her until this point. And he said, Diana gave my car to such and so. Friend, they were friends. And so brother so-and-so gave my car to him. Diane said, what are we going to do? He said, oh, no, I never even thought about it. He said, so by this time, the devil jumped on his back. He didn't have no way to go preach himself now. How am I going to get out and preach? Amen. He said he laid around the house there for a few days praying and worrying and thinking, what in the world am I going to do? Until a brother came down. Amen. He's driving. What was it, a Cadillac or something? Nice car. Thank God. Beautiful car. Just a few miles on it. He said, this brother came down and said, hey, like my new car. They said, be honest with you. I didn't want him to look at it. He said, in my heart, I thought, hey, God, I'm bitter. This guy's got a new car and I don't. I just gave mine away. He said, that guy was just going on and on about that car. It had this, had that, had another seat. My, it's got all this and that. Showed him everything he had on. He said, by this time, I was disgusted. Yeah. He said, finally, he held up the keys. He said, you want to drive it? You want to take it for a spin? Dave said, he told him first. I think he told him no. He said, no, I don't want to drive it.
Yeah.
He didn't want to drive that guy's car. That guy kept riding it. He said, drive it. I want you to drive it. And he finally, I can't remember exactly, but finally Adam got up to him and said, this is your car. Are you going to drive it or not? And they said, what are you talking about? He said, the Lord spoke to my heart and said to buy you a car. Woo! They said, I get in churches a lot of times and tell that story about how God gave me a car. And he said, some old preacher will catch me in the back and say, well, God ain't never give me no car. He said, I always tell them, did you ever give one away? Did you ever get one? Hey, I come to tell us, put God first, plan, woo! And say, Lord, everything is yours. And God, like what old Lester Roloff said on the radio one time, he said, people preach on the 10th, give God 10%. He said, baloney, give God 100%. It's his anyway. He just blesses us. If we'll give him 10, he lets us keep 90. Hey, it's all his. I can't make it without him. I can't get up in the morning without the blessings of the Lord. I come to tell us, church, put God first.
Yes.
Get in here in this new year,
Jesus,
and say, Lord, I'm not going to stay in the same old rut I've been in.
That's it.
Woo!
That's it.
Stand with me in this house.
That's it.
I preach to you what's on my heart.
Thank you. Bless you, God.
How many would like to say it's going to be a brand new year?
Amen.
New year, Lord.
Amen for the Painter family. Woo! It's going to be a new year for the Romans family. Hey, God. It's going to be a new year for Anthony Hart. Hey, God. It's going to be a new year. I'm going to get myself in the gear. And I'm going to quit deciding to do stuff and never jump in. I'm going to jump in. Hallelujah. I'm going to jump in. I'm going to put God first. Hey, I'm going to find a purpose. I'm going to prioritize. And then I'm going to plan to make it happen. Great God in heaven. Hey, I come today in church. You got to learn to put him first. And if you put him first, he'll open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive. Hey, I come today. I seen it firsthand. He'll bless his people.
Amen.
He'll do it.
Holy, holy, holy. When Aaron and Hur held up the arms of the man of God, Moses. Remember that?
Yeah.
Amen. Moses stood up there over the mountain, watched Israel. And the Bible said, as his hands began to get weak and fall down, amen, the enemy prevailed and Israel began to lose in battle. But they noticed when Moses' hands were up, hallelujah, that they would win in the battle. So Hur, a man that appears for just a couple short little verses in the pages of the Bible, a man by the name of Hur came along. Aaron, we know a lot about, but Hur, amen, and Aaron came along with Earl and held up the arms of the man of God. Hey, God. Hey, and I thought that was so ironic. Did you know, Brother Tommy? Amen. That a little bit later there in Scripture, when God chose to build the temple, amen, did you know the man that built the temple, his name was Bezalel, and
do you know who Bezalel's grandpa was? It was a man by the name of Hur. God blessed her seed. He blessed his children, and he blessed his children's children, because they got in, amen, and stood behind the man of God and the work of God. Church, if you want the Lord to help you, if you want God to bless you, get into work and hold up the arms and say, I'm going to do something this year. I'm going to quit standing on the sideline and wanting things to happen. I'm going to jump in. I'm going to get in and get in gear for this new year.
Woo!
Woo! Raise your hand, raise your hand. Holy Ghost. Lord, I preached to you what was on my heart tonight. God, I pray, Lord, that you draw us up. Help us to get in gear. Lord, help us get in gear. Some of us been in neutral for a long time. Some of us been idle. We ain't quite gotten in gear yet. Hey, I'm going to quit sitting idle. I'm going to quit sitting here neutral. I'm going to get in gear. And I'm going to do something, y'all, for God this year. Woo! Hey, I'm going to come back down to the house of God and dedicate my life and say, Lord, you can depend on me. Hey, amen, don't put your job first. Don't put your family first. Don't put making money first. Hey, don't put everything else in life first. But say, God, I'm going to put you first. I'm going to put you first this year.
Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, holy, holy, holy.
Amen. Well, you're standing already. Amen. Who'll be the first to step in these altars tonight? And say, Lord, I appreciate the preaching here tonight. I appreciate the Lord yearning in my heart to heed the warning. I'm going to get in gear. I've been set too long doing nothing. I'm going to get in gear. I'm going to get in gear. Come on, come on. I'm waiting on you.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Come on, come on. Let's get these altars. God, I'm going to get in gear this year. Woo! I'm going to do something, Lord. Amen. I'm going to do something, Lord. I'm going to get in behind you. I'm going to get in behind you, man. I'm going to get in behind your work. And I'm going to give you my heart. And I'm going to give you my life. And I'm going to put you first.
Yeah. Get it together this year.
I want to serve.